MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
When it comes to sex after 40, one of the biggest misconceptions is that age will sour your sex life. Is that a given? Does it have to be that way? My guest today is Dr. Sherelle Iglesias. She's a urogynecologist with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Iglesias. What do you see and that women and men ask you are the biggest myths when it comes to midlife sex?
Well, I'm so happy to be here, Melanie, and I just love talking about sex. When it comes to midlife, I think the some of the biggest myths are relating to performance anxiety and, you know, that things don't work as well when you get older. Organs can be out of place. Blood flow may be less. And so I think people feel less confident, and then they just do it less, and then it becomes a ho-hum thing. And I think the biggest myth is that there's a lot of things that you can do to reverse it, and there's a lot of things you can do to prevent it, to maintain your sex drive and your sex life.
Well, let's start with women. What do you see as some of the biggest challenges? Because as women are going through perimenopause and into menopause, certain things get drier, our hormones have changed, mm-hmm. all kinds of things change with our bodies.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you statistically map it out, by 3 years past menopause, 50% of women have dry vaginas. There's a new term that's been coined called GSM. It's like the ED for women. But GSM is genitourinary syndrome of menopause. So we can say on air, instead of using vulva and vagina, atrophy, which sounds terrible. But what it refers to is the lack of estrogen and the changes in the hormonal milieu of the vagina that lead to drier tissues that affect not only the vagina and the vulvar structures, but also the urethra, the bladder, and some of the surrounding glands.
Do you ever recommend for some of these challenges topicals, some of those testosterone creams, progesterone mm-hmm. creams that we see on the market?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than sandpaper sex. So, yeah, if it's dry, wet it. So it's almost like you can't get it too wet, right? So the thing about it is, generally speaking, obviously you should be evaluated, making sure that you don't have any skin condition or any other infection. Yeast infection or otherwise. But you start topically, and what most people recommend is you can start with either a lubricant during sex or a moisturizer, both of which are non-hormonal. And there's differences between lubricants, most of which have silicone or they're water-based, and there's lots of them out there. We kind of steer away from some of the ones with mint or a menthol or heat, because that can burn, particularly a drier vagina. And that's during sex. But apart from sex, you can use a moisturizer, many of which are designed to replace the pH or resume. And so a little bit more of an acid, mild acid, to keep the pH, you know, it's more acid, 4.5. And that keeps the healthy bacteria from staying around and not getting an overgrowth with unhealthy bacteria. That doesn't work for everybody, though. And after that, we would move to hormonal topical treatments. And the only FDA-approved ones have estrogen. And these are very different from kind of the estrogens that you take by mouth. There is one that's designed, a serum, to take by mouth. But the topical estrogens are creams, Estrace, Premarin, and there's a tablet called Vagifem, and then there's a ring called Estring, which stays in for 3 months, and generally the partner can't feel it. And that just releases daily estrogen for 3 months. Now, that is all FDA-approved, and the doses are so low that there really is not any significant cancer, blood clot, or, you know, heart disease risk for that. There are no FDA-approved treatment options for testosterone, though I know that many people find that helpful, and they have to get it through compounding pharmacies. We just have to find someone who's monitoring that, because if you do absorb too much testosterone, not only can the clitoris grow, but then you can get more hair in unwanted places and balding and acne and maybe some heart issues from that or lipid issues. So
I think another issue is libido and desire. Mm-hmm. We seem to go up and down in our lives with that. And men, of course, they have Viagra and they have all these things. And boy, they tout that stuff. But the women, they came up with that female Viagra, which is not really that. So speak about women and desire and libido and how we can ramp that up a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of things that go into desire. And the new flibanserin, which is, you know, they've been touted as a female Viagra. You're right, Melanie. That isn't for everybody and doesn't help. And, there, you know, you can't drink alcohol, for one, with it. But it is only FDA-approved for women who are premenopausal. It's actually not FDA-approved for people who are postmenopausal. And we don't have any FDA-approved drugs. And some people feel that testosterone levels, men have low T and women can suffer from low T. But there's a lot of things that go into desire just in terms of the way women feel about their bodies. I think there's a lot of concern about body image. I think that some changes that can occur in the architecture of the vagina, particularly after you have children, and people, it takes longer to have orgasm, maybe you don't feel as much, and they're just feeling very different about their bodies, less confident, and then relationship issues. In addition to that, at menopause, I mean, we have the women and we have, you know, 30% of us by the time we're over 50 have dry vaginas. Well, 50% of men over 50 have erectile dysfunction and 60% over 60 and 70% over 70. So there could be some relationship issues and some performance issues on a partner side. And this is assuming a heterosexual relationship, obviously.
So what do you tell couples and or women every single day, Dr. Iglesia, about ways to combat some of these libido issues, body image issues, all of these things? With men, it could even be prostate issues.
Yeah, you have to change. You got to change it up. I mean, I'm not going to say personally, but I have been married to the same guy for now 23 years. And, you know, you can't be doing the same thing. You've got to change up. Everyone's got to change their game. I mean, I would say there's nothing. Change the location. Change the time of day. So change it up. Read the Kama Sutra. Look at different positions. Start doing other fun things together to revitalize your relationship. I have to say, you know, at this point in our life, and I have children and they're grown, and, you really have to have invested in that relationship with your partner. And if there are issues, you know, I find that referring out to sex therapists or couples therapy, making sure that, you know, everything's working just in terms of blood flow and heart and blood pressure, and checking on meds that could have a negative impact, like the antidepressants can have a pretty significant impact negatively towards women's drive and even arousal, and some of the blood pressure meds in particular as well. So you need a pretty comprehensive evaluation. It can't be done during your regular routine annual checkup, you know, when you're getting your mammogram and your breast and your pap smear, if it happens to be that time. I think you have to have a separate, and you got to make this a priority. And it's nice, I think, when couples come in, whether they be male, female, you know, female, female, or whatever, just to talk about some of the issues.
What absolutely great advice. So just wrap it up for us, Dr. Iglesia, with your best advice. As couples come to you or women come to you with questions about these myths and misconceptions about sex as it gets into the ages.
Okay, I would say don't give up if this is something that's really bothering you and really bothering your partner and you really want to make improvements. Don't listen to a gynecologist that says, well, what do you expect, Melanie? You're getting older and this is what happens. You don't have to suck it up. You can divorce your gynecologist. You can see a specialist and someone who's going to validate these concerns and maybe offer some a very thorough evaluation. Give you the appropriate referrals, give you the permission to, and some advice on other things to try, because it's really a whole new world order, and we don't have to settle for sandpaper sex. We don't have to settle for, you know, lack of arousal. I think you can resume that zest and your drive, and you can maintain, and it's totally possible.
Thank you so much. What an amazing guest you are, Dr. Iglesias. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. For more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.